Hi, and welcome to the August 2nd edition of Three Sides of the Coin Bite Size Episodes, brought to you by Mike Brunn from the Rock and Roll Experience with Mike Brunn. Starting with Kiss and Kiss-related news, August 2nd, 2014, Kiss and Def Leppard bring their summer tour to Atlantic City, New Jersey. This concert is notable because Def Leppard guitarist Phil Collins joins Kiss on stage for a rockin' performance of Deuce. Phil was given a pair of Paul's boots and shoulder coverings to wear on stage. August 2nd, 1986. On this day in 1986, Vinnie Vincent released his first post-Kiss solo album, simply titled The Vinnie Vincent Invasion. The band would go on tour with Iron Maiden and Alice Cooper, and Kerrang would list the record as its number 8 hard rock album of the year. From Vinnie's point of view, he would bring guitar shredding to a whole new level. Other rock and roll news. August 2nd, 1978. On this day, 41 years ago, Boston released their second album, Don't Look Back. The album would reach number 1 on the Billboard charts and sell more than 8 million copies worldwide. However, due to legal battles with their record label, it would be 8 years until they released their next album. August 2nd, 1986. Tom Kiefer and the band Cinderella released their debut album, Night Songs, 33 years ago today. The album would peak at number 3 on the Billboard charts and go on to sell over 3 million copies. The song, Nobody's Fool, would be a top 20 hit for the band. Also on August 2nd, 1986, 33 years ago today, Poison released their debut album, Look What the Cat Dragged In. It would go on to sell 4 million copies and would bring glam rock to the forefront of the music industry for the next few years. The album includes Poison classics, Talk Dirty to Me, I Want Action, I Won't Forget You, and of course the title track. Rolling Stone magazine listed as the number 2 hair metal album of all time. And in rock and roll birthdays, August 2nd, 1951. On this day in 1951, singer Joe Lynn Turner was born in Hackensack, New Jersey. He would be the lead singer in many bands, including Rainbow and Yngwie Malmsteen's Rising Force. Happy 68th birthday, Joe. Subscribe to Three Sides of the Coin to make sure you don't miss any of our daily bite-sized episodes. Visit ThreeSidesOfTheCoin.com. Follow the Rock and Roll Experience with Mike Brunn on Facebook. And follow Mike on Twitter at Mike_Brunn.